This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Representatives of the Venezuelan government and the opposition are in Norway for talks on resolving the stalemate that has mired the South American nation in a political and economic crisis. Venezuelan officials say that the information minister, Jorge Rodriguez, is actually representing President Nicolas Maduro, while lawmaker Stalin Gonzalez is leading the opposition delegation of self-declared President Juan Guaido. The costs seem to be mounting in the United States from President Donald Trump's tit-for-tat trade tariff war with China, both for the farmers whose sales of crops to China have been cut and the U.S. consumers paying higher prices for imported Chinese products. The government said Wednesday that to date it has paid out more than $8.5 billion to American farmers to offset their losses of sales to China and other trading partners because of foreign tariffs imposed by Beijing as well as other governments. Mr. Trump last year pledged up to $12 billion in aid to farmers, chiefly soybean, wheat, and corn growers, and those who raise pigs. He also said that he could ask Congress for another $15 billion to continue if the farmers continue to be hurt by China's tariffs. He also says that it could help as much as 25% on U.S. agricultural imports. The U.S. had been shipping $12 billion worth of soybeans a year to China, but Beijing's imposition of the tariff severely cut down on the U.S. exports as China bought the beans from other countries. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump lay out another immigration plan Thursday. AP correspondent Mike Rossio.
President Donald Trump will lay out a new proposal for overhauling legal immigration Thursday, but with an election year looming, support on Capitol Hill could be difficult to attain. The plan would create a points-based visa system similar to what other countries, including Canada, use. The number of green cards would stay the same, but preference would be given to professionals, exceptional students, and people with vocational degrees. Fewer green cards would be given to people with relatives already in the U.S. The Trump plan does not address the Dreamers, immigrants living in the U.S. illegally who were brought to the country as children. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A near total ban on abortion has been signed by the governor in the U.S. state of Georgia. The law makes performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony, punishable by up to 99 years or life in prison for the abortion provider, although women seeking or undergoing an abortion would not be punished. The only exception for an abortion would be when the woman's health is at risk. The U.S. is ordering some personnel to leave Iraq immediately amid international worries that the Trump administration's sliding toward war with Iran. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The move underscores what Washington says is a growing threat from Iran. The U.S., though, has not publicly given any evidence to back that up, and allies are skeptical. Even a top British general in the anti-Islamic State coalition who told reporters here at the Pentagon.
There's been no increased threat from Iranian-backed forces in Iraq and Syria.
U.S. Central Command, though, says there are credible threats. Washington and Tehran each say nobody's seeking war, but Iran's supreme leader is also issuing a veiled threat, saying it would not be hard for Iran to enrich uranium to weapons-grade levels. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
And as Reuters' Vanessa Johnston reports, U.S. officials say they may have evidence that Iran is behind attacks on four tankers along the Strait of Hormuz.
In a development that seems to back up White House worries about Iran, U.S. intelligence officials on Wednesday told Reuters they now believe Iran had actively encouraged two of its proxies to carry out this weekend's sabotage attacks on four tankers near the Strait of Hormuz. Sources said the government believes Iran gave its, quote, blessing to bombing operations that hit two Saudi crude oil tankers, a United Arab Emirates fuel barge, and a Norwegian tanker. The U.S. believes Iran is actively courting militants such as Houthi rebels in war-torn Yemen and Shiite militias in Iraq to carry out such attacks.
That's Reuters' Vanessa Johnston reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.